Mates, Dates and Sleepover Secrets. Written by Kathy Hopkins and read by Shirley Barthelme.
TJ! TJ! Called Mum excitedly as she came in the door. Where are you?
Here! I called from upstairs, where I was straining to get started on some ideas for the school magazine. So far, I'd written one word.
Ah!
It was Friday night, and I was going to the sleepover at Nesta's in half an hour. An evening of culture had been planned. The Simpsons, and Buffy on Sky, then EastEnders, Friends and South Park. Mum came in carrying a large carrier bag and plonked herself on the bed. She looked very pleased with herself. I couldn't resist, she said, getting something wrapped in tissue out of the bag. She pulled out a calf-length dress with swirly, rust, maroon and orange-coloured flowers on it. What do you think? She asked. The word disgusting came to mind, though I suppose it was pretty in that cottage, chintzy curtain fabric way.
Not your usual taste, Mum, I said, thinking I was being diplomatic.
Mum isn't fashion-conscious at the best of times, but her style is more plain than flowery. Jaeger and country casuals for work, and sloppy tracksuits for the weekend. And her idea of making an effort to dress up is to wear a blue glass bead necklace, even if it's with the tracksuit.
Not for me, silly, said Mum. It's for you.
What? Ah! No! But it's horrid, I thought.
It's lovely, isn't it? I saw it in a little boutique opposite the surgery, and remembered what you'd said about wanting to look more like a girl. Perfect, I thought.
I described you to the lady in the shop, said you had dark hair and hazel eyes, and she said you'd be an autumn according to her Colour Me Beautiful chart and would suit the brown, rusty colours, said Mum, not drawing breath. Cost a fortune, but we won't tell Dad. It's about time you had something nice. So, what do you think?
She was so delighted with her purchase that I didn't have the heart to hurt her feelings.
There aren't words, I said, truthfully.
I knew you'd love it. You can wear it to your new friend's house, can't you? Try it on. Try it on.
I smiled, weakly, as I desperately searched for something to say. How do I get out of this one?